Hi, I'm Edie.
And I'm Leah.
And we're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
We sure are.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Birkenstock Bostons, and I appreciate you.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Favorite episodes from our chit chat past.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
Yes. So in our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
All right, what you got for us?
And it is simply the words, I appreciate you. You being the imperative word, because often we'll say like, oh, I appreciate it, or thanks so much. Or maybe you gave this tip, Edie. But when you're actually, and I've been trying this out because we had this road trip quite recently too. And in the South, people are so warm and friendly, right? Mm-hmm. And so when people are so, at a restaurant or when you're just buying something at the store or whatever, and you have a nice little conversation, or even if you don't, and they seem a little bit grumpy, you can just look them in the eyes, and just have some nice eye contact and say, thank you. I appreciate you. And that makes it personal. I'm doing it a lot now, and I notice that people kind of light up when I say it. So,
oh, all right. I think mine that you're thinking of, Leah, was Prairie Paws when he said to stop saying no problem.
Right.
And to say my pleasure.
Exactly. My pleasure instead of no problem. Yeah. Okay. So you've got two good ones. Oh. My pleasure and I appreciate you. You could even say them in a conversation. Wow. That would be like a double whammy.
Fireworks would go off.
Yeah. We'd become famous just for being kind. I love it. Okay. What do you got?
Well, I guess this is like an old tip or trick. I don't think I've ever said it before, but Leah, I am like 100% on board for Birkenstock Bostons. Those are the clogs.
Really?
I love them. And I remember like maybe 15, 20 years ago, my mom was wearing them. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, because she has problems with her feet. Mm-hmm. And she always used to wear like cute strappy sandals, cute shoes. And then she was wearing these clodhopper Birkenstock Bostons. And I'm like, And now they're like in to wear with like fun socks, it's total Grateful Dead. And so I ordered a pair and I love them. I got the brown oiled leather pair. I wear them constantly. And I just ordered a black leather pair. And I might as well donate all the rest of my shoes because I am just living in these until I can put on my Birkenstock Arizona sandals. I'm granola crunch all the way and loving it.
Okay. Well, actually, I did read an article a couple months ago about these Bostons. Now that you're talking about the leather, I love them. I love the oiled leather brown ones, especially. I love the way they look. I'm sure because I love Birkenstocks too, I'm sure I'd love them as well. So that is the clogs. Good. The slip-ons, the mules.
Yeah. It's just so easy to like slip them on, run to the compost, come in, slip them off, slip them on, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I
get it. I'm wearing Nike slides right now that Charlotte's gotten me into, which are crazy comfortable as well. Which are, with the hip crowd, the young crowd is more into the Nike slides and the Adidas slides and whatnot. But I feel like I'm more of a Birkenstock girl too, but I gave into these and the comfort is actually quite amazing. Like the sole is just squishy and
I bet. Like walking on a cloud.
Yes. So both good. Hey, do I hear a campfire, Edie?
Well, you must, because I hear a campfire tune. It's time for campfire chat.
Yes.
So I'm super excited about this because we're going back in time, Leah. We're going to look back at all of our episodes and we're going to talk about some episodes that stuck with us because this is like our 154th episode. Is that true?
155, 156, not even sure. I'll have to go back and we'll see. But in the 150s, we've got staying power, baby.
We have got staying power. Well, Leia, one of my most favoritist episode was number 56, and it was all about crushes.
Oh,
Like our first crush, our celebrity crush. Remember
gosh,
that?
remember that.
We just became giddy talking about it. It was a little silly.
I'm telling you, those middle school memories for me, they're powerful. Oof.
Well, do you remember who your crushes were?
I think I might. I feel like Alan Alda maybe was my celebrity crush.
Oh, no, it was
No?
Greg Brady or
Oh, I thought that was you. Well, you know, who didn't love Greg Brady? I'm sure you
me.
did. Oh, you didn't. Okay, well.
No, I thought he had too much of an Adam's apple.
He had a big, yeah, he had a big Adam's apple. I don't deny that. Yeah. That's funny. Didn't you talk about Sean Cassidy too?
Well, I liked Parker Stevenson,
Oh, that's right. Okay. They did the Hardy
but
Boys together too, right?
yeah, but you know, my big crush was Tom Wopat
Oh, well, yeah.
from the Dukes of Hazzard. And you know, he's from Wisconsin, so you
There was
know,
hope.
yeah, there was hope that someday I would run into Tom Wopat, you know, and he'd want to marry me. But I think he's kind of turned into like not the greatest type of person.
Okay. Well, I go ahead.
But now I feel like I have a crush on whatever handyman I happen to hire because it's super exciting to have someone come in the house who knows how to do something, who
Yeah.
can hang a shelf.
Right.
You know, that's sexy, Leia.
That's sexy. Well, I got a man who can do that, so I've got a crush on my own guy. So, yay. Yeah, that was a great episode. So, episode 154, right? Was that it?
Leia,
Oh,
56.
episode 56. Oh my gosh.
56.
Okay, 56. All right. Love it. Okay, well, let me see. In episode 9, I quite enjoyed that one. It was called Got Energy.
Question mark?
Question mark, question mark. It's the first time of many, 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 many since then that Edie mentions cleaning her countertops. For some reason, this is a big question with you. Yeah, that this has never crossed my mind as anything that's in any way energizing. But I recall being quite astounded by that. I no longer am, of course.
Yeah, because it's constant.
Right. It's also the episode where we get into my embarrassing lack of musical prowess and interest, which has since changed. So,
Yeah.
but in this one, I talk about how I like ocean sounds and silence and, you know, more soothing music,
Yep.
and how banjo is a big no-no. And you can guess who you talk about, Edie.
Oh, it must be my beloved Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh my gosh. And can you remember one of my energizers other than like sad music?
Sad violin music. Another one of your energizers, popcorn, ice
Probably.
cream sandwiches. You get pretty energized when someone comes in with a box of ice cream sandwiches and throws them at you.
I'm making an ice box cake immediately.
Yeah.
Or letting it melt and just licking around the sides and Okay, you actually, it's morning time on a Sunday and I want an ice cream sandwich right now. Oh, so yeah, so that was episode 9, Got Energy. So that's a real fun little episode.
Yeah, isn't that the one where you introduce us to a German phrase you heard over and over again in your childhood?
Oh, yeah, was it erst das Lachen, dann das Weinen? I can't
What
even
does
remember.
that mean?
First the laughter, then the tears. My mother's, yes.
Super uplifting and energizing,
Very
yeah.
energizing. It might have been a better one. I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, gee.
Oh, Leia, then there was also one of my favorite things is episode 15, Marching into March. And I love it so much that
115,
we,
I think. 115.
115, and we posted it again because, you know, I love marching into March and leaving the winter behind.
March time. Well,
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It still feels kind of bleak to me. So this is it's an episode that we need to do yearly, or at least a rebroadcast, because it's a hard time.
Yeah, it's super hard, and you need to spend it rearranging your furniture, buying fresh flowers, filling up your bird feeders, because the little birdies are hungry, you know?
Yes. And now living on Vancouver Island, I'll need, I'll be able to do all those things. So that'll be a whole different marching into March for me this coming year. Hopefully I won't be shoveling snow, as I, but as you know, many of us do march into March shoveling snow. Building up those arm muscles though. Maybe we talk about the lazy dancer arms.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't uncovered my arms in a long time, Leia, so I haven't thought about the lazy dancer. That'll probably come up in May.
Okay, well, it's right around the corner here, because all the daffodils and crocuses, everything's out, everything's blooming. So the
Oh,
cherry,
boy.
yeah,
Okay.
the magnolias, the cherries, it's all in blossom at this moment. So yeah, okay. All right, marching into March for you. Well, one of my favorite early episodes was Ways to Have Deeper Conversations, and that's episode
Yeah.
24. I think we based it off a New York Times article that I had read, and we just looked at it and analyzed it from our own wonky perspective. But
Yeah.
yeah, but I think it was about helping us to reactivate. We talked about reactivating some of our friendships that we, that we'd sort of let go a little bit of, or deepening some of the present relationships that we have or had. And the one thing that I remember that I really loved about the article that we talked about was that we approach each person with awe, right? We just give them our total attention and just watch them light up, sort of like saying, I appreciate you, right? Like just oof, approaching people like they're the only person in the world. And that was very cool. And then there was another part about asking open-ended questions that would spur conversation and you could go deeper. So that was a delightful episode and very helpful.
One
Very, very
very
helpful.
helpful. Yeah, one thing I've started doing with the open-ended questions, maybe we talked about it on this episode, but I noticed my son does this a lot. Leonard does. Someone will be like, blah, 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 and I'll be like, oh, why is that?
Oh, okay. Or what makes you say that? That's another good one.
He doesn't say that. He just says, why is that?
Well, that's good. Questioning and then further, deeper conversation. So good.
Yeah.
Hey, Leonard.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Well, Leah, sometimes we bring in guest co-hosts, and that's always fun for us. You've done several lovely episodes with your sister. And I've done a couple with my friend Lee about music, but now maybe you'll be into doing music
Maybe
episodes.
Don will do one with me.
Oh,
That could be
yes.
fun. That could
Yes.
be awesome.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out for episode 144, Billy Joel for Beginners. I
Love that.
recorded that with my friend Lee, and every time Sirius XM Radio like has the Billy Joel channel come back, we just cannot stop listening and talking about Billy Joel. We could probably do a part two because Billy just released his first song in 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
I
Okay.
know.
With his two
And
little daughters or something, right?
no.
No, okay. I saw them on
Just
the
him.
paper together.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing. He's like old and he has these like toddler children. It's like,
Well,
Billy.
too judgy, this happens. Men's sperm that just keeps going, right? I don't know. And then they marry these older women. And Tony Randall,
Yay.
I feel like he had a kid when he was in his 90s.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, it's a thing now. It's trendy. I mean, Tony Randall, that was a long time ago. Al Pacino just had a
Yeah.
kid. Yeah. Anyway, that's all an aside. Yes, that was a great episode, Billy Joel for Beginners.
Yeah, and just so you know, like we are a little judgy of Billy, but we love him. So he
You were. I was a little hurt at times because yeah, Billy is fun. I mean, he's just good fun, right? Bouncy, good fun. Okay. In fact, I think Don bought one of his LPs on our road trip.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. So I think my final episode I want to recommend is episode 45, which was called Simple Pleasures. And in that episode, we talked about fresh food, we talked about friends and fun activities. It was the alliterative F episode, I guess. there was stuff about you talked about car talk, I talked about solitude. I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I just remember listening to it and having so much fun while I edited it as well, because I always get to re-listen to all of these episodes, right? While I'm
Yeah.
working through the technology. But I think it's also the episode where I talk about my famous sangria, and man, that's some good stuff. So you should listen in to get that sangria recipe. And you share a delightful neighbor tip. So we'll
Oh.
say what it is now, but tune in or go back to that episode to just get back into the simple pleasures that we all need in our lives.
I guess I'll have to listen to it because I have no idea what my neighbor tip was.
Okay, do it.
Also, if you haven't listened to episode one, you're going to want to listen to it because, Leah, you talk about April the Pony, a story I had never heard until.
That was a riveting story.
It's riveting.
The trauma of April the Pony. Well, that was a great first episode, and we have noticed that we have many, many new listeners in the last several months. And when we look at our statistics about how things are going, and it'll say how many hundreds of listens we've had, and we expect most of them to be the latest episode, but a lot of them are episode one, or some people are up to episode 24. Or we notice that a lot of our new listeners are working their way through all of them. So thank you. That's so delightful. And we're just pleased as punch that you're enjoying us, and we're continuing on. We're just having so much fun making this podcast together. It's been a true delight. So don't expect us to go away soon.
It's time for the chit chat challenge. What is it this week, Leah?
Well, I think it should be sharing your favorite, well, I don't know, like people, I don't know if people remember the episode. So I don't know if that's a good chit chat challenge to say, post your favorite episode. I'm not even sure, we're not prepared for this. Your chit chat challenge is to go back and listen to these episodes and any other ones, like go back in time and see how we've evolved and grown.
Yeah, we have definitely evolved and grown. We're like a character in fiction.
Yes, exactly. A character in fiction and in reality. Okay. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to Instagram, our blogs, my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and the Chit Chat Coop on
Yeah.
Facebook.
On Facebook. Yes. Yeah. Real great place to just join in on the conversation and get to know some other people. So we'd love a review if you are enjoying us, and you better be, because if you've made it all the way through this.
Yeah.
We'd love a review so even more people can find our podcast.
Thanks for editing the podcast, Leah, as usual.
Such a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.